know what time it is.
You know what it is.
Welcome to the Culture Podcast.
Welcome to the Culture Podcast.
A podcast inspired by and representing for the culture.
Just been a fan of the culture and the authenticness of it.
Everything from hip hop.
What's up, y'all? This is J. Cole.
Yo, it's Ice Baby.
It's Kendrick Lamar.
It's the baby.
Sports.
Mahomes looking to flip, takes it in for the touchdown.
Urban life.
It's heat up right now.
And everything in between.
Let's go.
The show starts now with your hosts, Jeff and Anthony.
Yo, 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 we are back. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Culture Podcast. I am Jeff. I'm joined here by my main man, Pots and Pan, Anthony Austin Jr., if he decides to show his face. And of course, we have our special guest, resident guest, and culture crew member, Mikey Shee. Was good.
Hi guys, it's been a while. Good to be back.
It's been a minute.
Yeah,
it's been a minute.
It's been 20.
20 minutes.
I don't know. It's been many minutes. I feel like I haven't been on with you guys, and there's so many things that have happened, and so much music that comes out. I mean, just so the listeners know, we have kind of like an ongoing text thread where we're always kind of sending each other new stuff or shitting on something that came out. So we're always talking, but you don't get to hear it until today. We're coming to your ears.
Yeah, I mean, even me and Ant haven't really recorded as much lately. A lot has been going on, and a lot has happened since we last recorded. So we're going to get into it. I mean, we're going to dissect and discuss everything Drake versus Kendrick. Who won, who lost, and who came out looking like a bitch in all of this. There he is with his Tasmanian devil hat.
Ooh, love a Taz.
I got my little blue screen behind me. It looks like Mikey Shee's in some type of sauna trying to lose weight.
I'm in a sauna. Yeah, the weight loss is not going too good. Sauna's full of beer.
Right quick, we're thinking of speaking of a green screen. Last video we did, me and Ann, was like a reaction video, right? Where we made fun of like shit that Biden and Trump be saying.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's up on YouTube. Y'all can check that out on the culture page. But somebody left a comment on the video. And somebody said, because Ant had like a green screen image of like a house behind him. And somebody commented, Anthony is so rich, he has to green screen a middle class person's home. I thought that was funny.
No, I'd be the trenches. That was make believe. That's the future. That ain't now. I wish it was. It ain't now, though. All
right, so, man, let's get right into this shit, man. Kendrick Lamar versus Drizzy Drake Aubrey. What the fuck is his last name?
Meet the Grams.
Graham.
Aubrey Graham.
It's in the title, Meet the Grams.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. All right, so this, I want to say that this beef has been going on for many years, right? They've been throwing jabs at each other back and forth for a long time. I want to say it goes back to that Big Sean song, Control, right? When Kendrick came on and he just dissed everybody,
right,
including Drake.
Yeah.
And then, but more recently, it got reignited when Drake and J. Cole did a song together. And J. Cole has a line, which is not even a diss, but, you know, he's basically saying, like, who's the best? Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We're the big three, like, we started a league, right?
Yeah.
And Drake might have thrown some jabs at Kendrick in that song, but then Kendrick comes back and he makes a song and he's like, fuck a big three, it's just a big me, right? And then everything goes to hell
It feels so reminiscent of the cannabis LL Cool J that, like, the, you know, he says, let me borrow the mic from your arm or whatever. He wasn't even saying it as a diss. It's like, he's just saying it as, like, you know, I don't know. It's like sporting, good sportsmanship or whatever. And then it's just like, well, and then all of their, all the stuff in the past, like before that, I feel like was just about, it was literally just about, like who was the best lyricist or like what it was just like little, you know, like I'm going to rhyme on this better than you. I didn't feel like it was intense. I felt like it was at like
it reminded
simmering
me also,
out of one.
It's also like when Ice Cube heard Common say something.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And he, you know, he thought it was a jab at him when it really wasn't. He was like, I thought I heard something.
Yeah.
So then in the past 2 weeks, it's been just all hell has broken loose. Kendrick has released like what, like four diss songs?
I think that's right.
I think I counted four.
Super quick.
And then Drake has released what, like two or three?
I thought it was equal.
Like I'm losing track of this
shit. I thought it was four and four, something like that.
I think it's four and three. I could be wrong. Rick Ross threw his hat in the
Room
a little bit. Even Kanye tried to dabble. Even Kanye made a song where he tried to side with Kendrick, and he got, you know, he went at Cole and Drake.
trying to keep,
you know, he has to stay relevant somehow. So relevant.
White boy, you wearing Dr. Little drawers, white boy. I love that line.
So I'm gonna let y'all tell me what y'all think so far, man. And what's going
Drake,
on, man?
Drake is over. All right, let's even through all this. Drake's career is not over. It's just like Kendrick said: make the songs and make people happy, make them dance, make them sing, and you'll be fine. Which is exactly what it's going to do. It's not going to change nothing, man. It's just Kendrick brought to light, and I won't even say exposed. It just made it very clear. Like, all right, let's just disregard the whole Canadian thing. The guy's an actor. The guy goes to Atlanta for clout. Like, he jumps on every wave, every phrase. He changes his dialect. He changes his tone. He changes his clothes, his swag, his everything, just to fit into particular things. And like I said, he is of the culture, but he is not fully part of it because of the shit like that he does. Like, you're stealing from this. You're borrowing from these artists. You're putting them on tracks. And it's beneficial for both parties, but it's not helping them. What's Young Boy? I remember Drake jumped on some with some kid named, I think, like, Block Boy or something like that. What, did a stupid little dance where they hop around on one leg or some shit? And he's in the video doing it with him. But after that, you ain't never heard nothing from him. Like, he come on there, he jumped on it, he got what he got from him, he moved forward. He does, like, siphon the shit away and call it a day. Kendrick just brought that to light. It doesn't make Drake terrible because, I mean, both of them are throwing around a lot of allegations.
Oh, but boy.
The truth of the matter is, Drake tried to get into the ring. He just made a lot of mistakes when I think about it. The biggest one that he made is that every record that Kendrick released, I like that he talked about him and Cole, sure, but Euphoria, 6:16, and Not Like Us and Meet the Grams, he's not talking about.
That song is dope. That Not Like Us shit is dope.
About no one else except for Drake. Drake talking about Rocky. He talking about Ross, you talk everybody like this is your target. Focus on your target. That's why the records from Kendrick is better because all these shits is aimed at you and only you. Even like I really like Family Matters, but the whole thing, like the first two sections, is about everybody else except for Kendrick, except for the last part.
Right,
he just wasn't focused, and that's why he lost this.
That reminds me of Takeover.
For sure, aiming everybody, but not focus on the main thing. Exactly.
Look, speaking of Not Like Us, you know, it broke the all-time record for biggest single-day streams of a hip-hop song in U.S. Spotify history. And it passed Drake, who had the record previously.
And what's interesting also about, like, Drake's responses a lot of the time was that he like, got defensive on a lot of it. It's like, I am a good dad. I'm not a child molester. And, like, when it should just be, I think, like, a good, you know, a good diss track or a good beef song is, like, it's just focused on the other person. It's just for, like, you can retaliate a little bit about what, like, address what people said about you, but just, like, go after the other person only. And it's the other thing I think it was so amazing was to watch how quickly it escalated. It was like, you dress like shit, you're kind of a shitty rapper. And then it was like, well, you're a deadbeat dad and a, you know, and a pedophile.
Let's get into some of the allegations, holy shall shit. We Drake said that Kendrick Lamar is physically abusive to his wife.
And is that something that's ever been out? Like, I had never heard anything.
That's been rumored. Just like Drake's, you know, pedophilia has been rumored. I don't even want to say that word because it's a strong word. But, like, you know, his interest in teenage girls.
Right. And it's, you know, sorry.
No, I was going to say, Drake claims that Kendrick's children with fiance Whitney Ford are not his, but are former Top Dog Entertainment president's Dave Freeze. Mm. And he also said that Kendrick is using Feud to promote an upcoming album. Where's this album? This is the album. He could just make an album off all the diss tracks.
Well, and the other thing that, like, both of them have kind of leveled something along the lines of, like, they're using the Feud to, like, you know, boost their you know, street cred or their, like, visibility or whatever. And it's like, of course they are. What the fuck? Like, what is any of this? Of course. Like, they're getting some of their most downloaded songs out of this. I mean, look at any beef. It's, you know, all of it is based on record sales and clout and trying to, like, you know, just boost your sales. So it's interesting for me that either of them would say, like, oh, you're doing this just like promote your next record, or you're doing this for whatever. Well, of course you are. I mean, it's not like, if you weren't, then you would just be attack, like, settling this, you know, in private or whatever.
And then Kendrick's allegations, he's saying that you know, Drake is a father to an 11-year-old daughter that he has not claimed. We've heard this before about him having children. He claims that Drake and his team are pedophiles, and he also called Drake a master manipulator and a habitual liar. Not to mention that they keep saying, and Rick Ross probably brought it up first, that, you know, well, the plastic surgery that Drake is getting, his nose job, a BBL, his ab surgeries, and all of this other shit. BBL Drake. Come on.
What? Well, before we, one of the things that I was interested in, that because we've kind of touched on both of them in like past episodes that we've been on before, but like, what do each of you think of them in general? Like, where do they land for you? Like, are they people, do you listen to all their music? Do you like them? Do you think that they're really good rappers? Like, it's, you know, I mean, I think Drake especially is someone who, like, I think a lot of my, like, real hip-hop heads, like, won't really include him in the canon of, like, he's a rapper. Like, he's a hip-hop artist. It's more like, well, you know, he's a dude that can, you know, he's his music's good. It's like, it is what it is. But it's not like I don't look to him for, like, being a spitter.
No, I don't. I like Kendrick. I like Cole. Yeah. I don't like Drake.
Yeah.
I don't put Drake in that discussion of the big three of right now. Right. No, you know what I mean? I mean, obviously they are the big three because of the record sales and the popularity and mainstream success and whatever. But I don't put Drake in the caliber of those two other guys.
No. I mean, I put Cole lyrically above both of them for sure. Lyrically.
Yes.
And Kendrick, like, well, and I made a joke to you guys over our text thread where I was saying, like, they're just battling to see who's, like, the biggest pussy in art school or something like that. Like, they both just, like, feel like kids that went to art high schools. And I don't know, dude, they don't hit, and they're not, neither of them are in my top, I don't know, 20 or 50 even for rappers. Like, it's just not, and I don't know. Kendrick's.
And speaking of Cole, speaking of Cole, what's being lost in all of this is that Cole actually dropped a diss track to Kendrick and then deleted it and then went on and apologized live on stage, apologized and basically redacted and, you know, took himself out of this whole feud. I thought that was the biggest bitch move in hip hop history.
Why did he do that?
You know, because he probably saw what was coming. he ain't want to be in the position that Drake is right now. He was like, I can see what's coming. Song after song after song, allegations after allegations. Right. And this guy's about to murder me. So let me just step away now before this kamikaze, you know, fucking atomic bomb hits me. But I still thought it was a soft move because this could have been an opportunity to be the best battle of all time. And it could have been a triple threat,
right.
A three-way battle. Right.
But I mean,
for the first time ever,
Ant mentioned something like that Drake, you know, like Drake's career is not going to be over or whatever. I mean, not only do I not think that Drake's career is not going to be over, I think it's going to boost his career. I mean, his career is like at epic proportion. Like he's at like selling Taylor Swift numbers now, like in his concerts and stuff. Like, I don't know, man. I don't think that the people that like Drake because I don't know. I don't think any of them think that he's like the hardest dude out there. I don't think anybody thinks that he's the best rapper. I mean, and then all the allegations about Drake, like, I don't know. They're all there. I mean, have you guys seen the video of him when the person in the crowd throws the Jordan 3 at him and he fakes like he's pulling a gun?
No, but I've seen the one where he brings up a 15 or 16 year old up on stage. Sure. You've seen that?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at the way that those guys, There's a lot of young women around. I mean, musicians in general. My wife and I were just talking about how Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers, he's now dating his like fifth 23-year-old in a row. He's 60. And like the 20 whatever year old woman that he's dating looks 16. She's like a young looking early 20s. And it's just, I mean, we were just in LA last week and it's like, yeah, dude. I mean, that's like, it's such a thing. It's such a thing. But I think Drake has stepped over the line on it a lot.
I think this does more to cement Kendrick's legacy as one of the top artists or rappers of this era more than it does hurt Drake's, you know, standing in with his fans because his core fans are always going to be his core fans.
I think
he's not going
to
lose any
fans. I think
fans.
Kendrick had more to lose on this.
Right.
Potentially, but he
cemented his legacy. He proved that he's the better lyricist, he's the better rapper, et cetera, et cetera.
He also made better songs.
Right. You know, once this blows over, Drake will go back to making songs for his core audience, which is predominantly women, you know, and possibly Canadians and whatever. I don't know what Canadians listen to. I think that's true.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what part is that.
You know, and the casuals will be like, oh, whatever, and you know. But I like when Kendrick was telling him to like not say the N-word. Like, you can't say the N-word. And the whole thing is, oh, you're white, or you're white, you're a white boy, which is a whole other topic that we can discuss in a whole other episode or another podcast about colorism and who can say the N-word and if you're white and you're half black, right? But that's like the main thing that people say to him. Oh, you're Canadian, you know, you're not of the culture, you're not black, you're not allowed to say this or that. So I think I think that's an old diss.
Yeah, and what do you think about that? Because I mean, to me, it's like that's not. I mean, the Canadian part is more the like the thing that it's like it's easy to kind of like diss someone who's from Canada because it's kind of like, oh, I don't know, they're just kind of weenies. And like even like Cardinal Fischel, like people that I really like, I'm like, but they are Canadian. Like at the end of the day, I wouldn't trust them.
Cannabis is Canadian, right? Isn't cannabis Canadian?
Is he?
I don't know, man. Yeah.
I think he is.
Y'all just be having this idea like rappers are the hardest people in the history of the world.
Right, no, yeah.
They're not. They're right. Really not. Like that, 90% of them, 99% of them just have a persona.
Sure.
Most of them was never really treat dudes like that, something else like that. And the ones that were, you know, like 50, he was a street dude, he got shot, like, but he made it a part of his story. Yeah,
or Griselda guys or something.
Right, and yeah, hell yeah, especially them. So it's not the Canadian part, like we really don't care.
Right.
It's that everything that comes along with it. So whenever you say something that seems kind of quote unquote hard or street, like this doesn't fit you, Aubrey. You were on Degrassi, Aubrey.
Right.
You can't grow your hair like that, Aubrey. You were hiding a kid, Aubrey.
Aubrey Graham.
Aubrey Graham.
How many times you gotta tell you, like I heard this from somebody, and again, I'm not gonna take credit, but it's one of the best lines I heard about the whole thing. They said that Aubrey Graham is a great actor. The best role he ever played was Drake. And I said,
it's good.
You got it.
Yeah.
That's because good.
Grassy.
You're playing a hip hop artist who wears these chains and does these things and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I like the Family Matters song and the video is interesting because I'm like, what you're doing right now is actually pretty cool. But when I pulled back the layers and thought about it, you're proving the culture vulture shit. You started off.
Right.
Like you spinning a genie in a chain. You got all of Pharrell's necklaces. You got Tupac's ring. Like, why are you collecting these artifacts of hip hop? Like,
and then he used Tupac and he used Tupac and AI, like an AI versus Tupac, right? Amazing. And he used Snoop Dogg AI, which I don't think helps his cause because right. he can't beat the allegations of plagiarism and ghostwriting and all of this shit.
It's corny. Don't do that. And that's the whole thing. When people say you're corny, it's like that's you just prove their point for them because you do things like that. Like, why do you have all of Pharrell's chains? Why do you have that Genie chain? I know the Genie chain probably came from Game, but it's whatever. It's like right. I don't want a museum of the. Of history of hip hop in my house, I want to make it. I want y'all to have my stuff.
Right.
I'm that good. Mm-hmm. And like I said, with him and OVO and everything else like that, all Kendrick were trying to say, people like, well, Kendrick didn't say anything. He didn't have to say anything new. There is nothing new. Mm. We're trying to explain to you, he's not like us. He's not that guy. I'm not saying the whole Canadian part. His style, his flow is.
He's not like us.
It's from somebody else. Your swag is from somebody else. Your look.
By the way, cannabis is Jamaican American. I want to clear that up before.
Yeah, let's.
I insinuated he was Canadian. Yeah, Jamaica. It's probably because Eminem called him a Canada piss. That's probably what I was thinking. I don't know.
Jamaica, you know, Canada of the Caribbean.
Yeah. So it's not the white boy thing. The white boy thing is just funny, but you're kind of calling that because I'm like, well, Not like us, Kendrick call him B-Rad. I'm like, I see it.
Pretty funny.
Like, I see it.
I mean, it's.
And the fact that it comes, you guys think about him on that level is like, he just kind of just cleared it all up for us.
Yeah. I have an unpopular opinion that I feel like Tupac falls into the same category for me as Drake on a lot of levels. Like, I think it was all a front. I think a lot of it was an act. I think he grew up in Mill Valley. He was like, went to Sausalito High School. Like, he's, you know, he grew up like comfy. And then he has this way of like, you know, cherry picks the things from his childhood that he wants to, you know, like expand on. And then he tried to be so thugged out. And I always just felt like it felt so forced. And I don't know. So that Tupac has never been one of my people, but it's like when I see Drake, I oftentimes kind of
that's
like
a wild comparison.
It's a huge. I know it's not. It's
wild,
a hot
bro.
Take that I don't know if I can fully get behind. But I just I've always kind of felt like
you might get backlash.
That's
for that.
Fine. I like it.
Everybody got the opinion, man.
Yeah.
That's why I say hit him up. It's not the greatest diss track of all time. because he's not really on it. It's like he let the Outlaws do all the
editing. Oh, yeah, for sure. Talking crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that was the diss, because the Outlaws were from out east, right? They were from Jersey.
Yeah, but they were garbage, though. And it's just
it's but his I mean, song. I guess to him, he was like, I got people from your own area, you know, right, dissing right, right. So anyway. But when does it get too far, right? Because if it's on Wax, I mean, Jay and Nas, you know, that's fine. But now we're talking about pedophilia allegations and Drake's people are getting shot up. One of his security guards got shot and is in critical condition. Dude, you know, people are getting shot outside his mansions. His stores are getting vandalized.
Do you think that's
and shit like this?
Do you think so? Okay, the shooting. Is that something from Kendrick? I mean, it's maybe from someone that loves Kendrick or whatever, but do you think that Kendrick wanted that to happen? I doubt it.
Probably not. I'm not saying it's a direct result, but again, it could be a direct result. That's right. Because people are crazy. We know fans are crazy.
It's so stupid.
But
you know affiliations. Yeah. You don't know what type of affiliations are going on. Compton, you know what I'm saying?
See, you can't do that shit and blame it on Kendrick when Kendrick was talking about Drake. Drake was talking about a lot of people. It could be anybody.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Like, you shit on Metro every song. You shit on a lot of people in them records. Don't blame Kendrick. Like, don't say it's just me. You got a lot of other suspects out here. And, like, that might, and it really might sound, that just might be some Canadian beef. Like, it might be some shit going on up there.
It's a poutine. I wonder what Canadian beef looks like.
It's a poutine restaurant that Drake gave 1 star, and they're like,
whatever y'all got going on in Toronto, keep that shit up there, dog.
For sure.
Don't bring that shit up north,
B. Well, it does feel like the. But I don't know. It's like I think back at like a lot of the best diss songs, and it's like I think about LL, you know, versus. I mean, dude, think about Ice Cube. Like they said some pretty wild shit. So it's not. It's not like the allegations that especially that Kendrick is throwing are like. I mean, maybe they're unfounded. Going around.
But a lot of those beefs that you mentioned from back in the day started off of a misinterpretation.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Something stupid. Yeah. You know, I think you said something. I heard you say something. A misunderstanding the majority of the time.
For sure.
I don't know what this. I don't even know how to even categorize this Drake versus Kendrick shit, because it's been going on for years, and now it's just finally escalated to another level. Right.
It didn't have to. Kendrick gave him out because in the ending of the four, he said, "You know, if you want to go further, it's something you don't want to do." We could have just stopped that right there. I'm giving you this out. We can take it further. That's something you don't want to do. He wasn't kidding. So once you stepped over the line, like, okay, I gave you a fair warning. Here you go. Boom. And now you get everything thrown back and forth, and that's the worst part. And here's, okay, when you're thinking about beefs in online scene, in the sense of hip-hop, they're all lies. It's all innuendo.
Yeah.
I don't think Jay left a condom in the baby seat.
Right. No.
I don't think that Tupac had sex with Faith. Right. I don't think that, you know.
That's questionable.
Faith been around all the time. She would have said something. That man been dead. If something would have happened, she ain't got no books to sell. She would have said that would have happened. By now.
MC Search did say that Nas was getting paid every time Jay sampled him. So that's the only thing that we know for sure to be true.
Right, but that's not one of them headline allegations. Like, I slept with your wife.
But Jay said, I know who I paid, dog. Search like publishing. You ain't get a coin, dog. Yeah, I did.
Right. But that's just speaking facts. Most times they're all lying. Like, I don't think Jerry Heller actually had sex with Eazy-E.
Right.
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 I mean, but like Common, you know, like saying that Diddy was ruining hip hop.
No Vaseline.
Like that. I mean, like, you know, some of those, like, I always thought that some of the things that Common leveled at, especially at Diddy, were like, I was always amazed those didn't go further. That those, not that like Diddy would have like had a comeback track or something, but I was always amazed that like Common never got his ass kicked or something.
Backpacker from fucking Chicago. But all right, this is the question. So is this, where do you put this battle among the greats? Is this the new Jay versus Nas?
Better.
Is this the new Big versus Pac? Wait, better?
Mm-hmm.
Better than Jay versus Nas.
Yeah.
If you say that, then this is the best battle of all time then to you.
Yeah, easy.
I mean, it's probably in my top three. I don't know if I'm ready to put it above.
It's above it. I know your love for Nas not letting you put above it, but it's above it.
Right. I mean, I loved the LL Cannabis one, but the status and the stature of Drake and Kendrick are so big.
Right.
They're both so big. Right. It's like this is titans going at each other. It is. I mean, it's Jay-Z, Nas, and I don't know. I feel like the fact that it was such rapid succession and they were firing out songs like, you know, in under a day, that's that's, I don't know. It was exciting.
What did he put out?
But that's another thing, too, that the guys at Jay and Nas didn't have, right? They didn't have social media. They didn't have the digital platforms. Well, Drake released, what was the song that Drake released? Was it Euphoria or whatever the fuck? What was it called?
For Family Matters?
Or the, Family Matters. Wait,
with the Tupac shit or the other one?
The one that Drake, that Kendrick responded to like 45 minutes later.
Family Matters, right.
Like, you couldn't do that back in the day, right? You know, we had to wait for like weeks, sometimes even months for a response, you know what I mean? You had to, like, you had to buy studio time, you had to get in the booth, you had to do all of this shit. Now you go on your phone, record some, boom, it's out. It's all over the internet, it's all over the world.
Right, but with Jay and Nas, they only released three songs. That was it.
Right.
Just three. Just.
And, yeah, but nobody was releasing anything in 40 minutes.
But it's still three songs. But, and the whole thing is like, the first one is that, I don't know how much you can say that is a diss to Nas, because it's literally, it's the Just Like That verse for Kendrick.
What are you talking about, the takeover?
Yeah, because it's just like,
he dissed Mobb Deep, and then he dissed Nas. Right. He had different verses for everybody. Right,
he came with that, then like, okay, there's your opening salvo. He shoots back with Ether. He then comes back with Super Ugly. Then it's over.
No. Nas had the freestyle, the J to the homo shit, whatever it was.
Yeah, and then like I said, it's the whole gay shit they always throwing around like nothing special. You have probably of the three rappers in this era, two of the three best. It would have been number one if it was Cole and Kendrick. It would have been number one if it was Cole and Drake, because you have the guys at the top of the tier. Now, Jay was at the pinnacle of rap at the time. Yeah. Nas was a touch below.
Right.
Now, we're not talking about lyrical ability, just as in the sense of popularity amongst the census of people, the touch below. Yeah, both of these dudes standing on the top of two mountains shooting across at each other like, well, one of us is going to have to die and one of us have to fall off this mountain. That's what puts you number one. Mm-hmm. And you put out seven songs in less than 3 weeks, and you're still waiting for one more because Kendrick doesn't seem like someone who's going to let him have the last word.
No.
So we're still patient. So it'd be eight songs in that period of time.
I feel like Kendrick has a bunch more already recorded. He's just
He has like stuff. You know, I mean, he's like he brought Jack Antonoff in for 6:16, and so then it like brings all the Swifties into the battle. Because, but it's like Kendrick just felt like he's locked and loaded. Like I feel like he has beats ready that he can fire out. The other thing that was a lot of the old beefs is that you had to wait to issue a single. Like you had to, it, like maybe you could issue a single or a CD single or whatever, but like it's not like, and then, you know, in the like downloads time or whatever, you could put something out quickly. But I mean, like, I remember when like it was the LL Cool J and Cannabis thing, it was like you were waiting to download, like to illegally stream something when they put it out, but it was hard to find. Now it's just like it's instant. It could go on TikTok and go or whatever, and it's just instantly in the zeitgeist. So you can like put something out, record it into your phone, fucking fire it out in 20 minutes or whatever. And it's just like the system is ready for it now. I don't know. I mean, it's...
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to circle back to fucking J. Cole, because it still bothers me that he backed out of this shit. Why? Because I thought this shit would have just made it... the dynamic would have been different. A triple threat match, bro. It would have been a fucking...
I mean, doesn't feel like someone historic that's ever battle been, like, afraid...
more than it already is.
Yeah, like, he's not afraid to ruffle feathers. Like, his lyrics are... I mean, he doesn't necessarily like diss anybody, but he talks shit about things. He's like, he's edgy. I don't know. I thought that he was going to get into it. I thought he might even go even harder than the other two. But so I don't know what the back, I would love to know the backstory of that, like why he didn't want to get involved. Cause it's like, it seems to me like,
I think he ain't want to smoke.
Yeah. But I mean, it could like, he could get some clout out of it.
Y'all overthinking this shit, man. J. Cole likes Kendrick.
Yeah.
Kendrick hates Drake.
I mean, yeah. Kendrick is the J. Cole is the reason Kendrick got signed to fucking Aftermath or whatever.
I hate the way that you talk. He doesn't like him as a person because what he's doing to the cult, he doesn't like him at all. He respects him as an artist, doesn't like him as a person. So you're going to get vitriol. If you had Kendrick and Cole, you're going to get some albums, but you're not going to get that level of violence. You're not going to get that level of anger between them because they actually like each other. They're not... They're kind of cut from the same cloth. They just seem different, but they both got fucked up braids. They both just like saying some black power shit. That's what they do. It's fine. There's zero argument.
But Kendrick telling Drake that he doesn't like the way he dressed, to me, is the most ironic shit of this entire battle, bro. It's the most goofiest shit, considering the way he dressed.
Yeah, but he stole that shit from DMX, because DMX is on the radio. He's like, what do you think about Drake? Like, I hate the way he walks, the way he talks, the way he looks, the way he dresses. Right, yeah, I hate everything about him. Like, yeah.
course. But I mean, Kendrick, I don't know. I don't hate the way that Kendrick dresses as much as I feel like Drake. Because Drake, like, I mean, he's wearing the stupid fucking shoes all the time. And he's like, I don't know. I hate his style. I used to like it, actually. Kendrick, at least, like, how he feels like he's not flashy. He doesn't wear a lot of jewelry. He's kind of got, like, a street style. He's got an L.A. style. I don't know. I like the way that Kendrick dresses.
Drake dresses like a builder rapper. Yeah. Do-rags and sweatsuits and gold chains. Like, oh, it's like, all right, your style is hip-hop, but it's like, again, it's a problem. It feels borrowed. Like, I know I've seen this before.
Yeah.
It's like, so the problem.
He's like what AI would draw up if you told him to draw up a
prototype. He looks like the rapper on the front of the like Limp Bizkit album from the 90s, where it's like a dude with his hat and like big old JNCO jeans or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I'm a rapper. Like, cool, Drake.
I used to like that album, by the way.
Yeah. That Method Man song was good. I saw, there's a couple, we don't need to talk about Limp Bizkit on this episode, but there's like, I went back into Limp Bizkit and I was kind of like, oh, maybe it's not that bad. But
I think he has Exhibit on there too.
There was like a TikTok video or someone, there was a person that he like talks to artists and has them go through their whole outfit and tell them like where they got stuff, how much his stuff is worth or whatever. This is right after Drake had the chain made that's like $24 million or whatever. And he went through his outfit and he had like, I think his jeans were like $300,000. It was some wild number, right? So his whole outfit was like $40 million. Like, whatever it was some stupid amount of money. And he looked like he had just gone into like a motorcycle shop and then like a 90s, you know, throwback jean store and then throwing the shit on. He looked like such a dumbass. And he was like, I have $40 million. And I was just waiting for the end of the video. I wanted someone to come up and just jack him at the end and take his necklace, take his pants.
But all right, man, before we go, because I know Ant has something to do.
If you need it, I got a minute. I'm waiting. The reason why we got to kind of cut this short is because I have to do something with my goddaughter because her graduation's coming up and her prom's coming up.
Oh,
that's it. But she hadn't got here yet because she ain't texting. So you want to run a little more? We got time.
That's great.
Because ultimately, the ultimate question I wanted to ask is who's winning and or who won? You know, for me, it's obviously Kendrick.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm biased. I don't know. I think Kendrick got it in the bag.
I think Kendrick won the battle. I think Drake is going to win career-wise.
Mm. And here comes Ant to play devil's advocate.
No, I agree with... I agree. He's actually right. Because Kendrick apparently seemed to be one of those artists who wants to take time with his art. Like, you don't see a lot of Kendrick features on much of anything.
No.
So that's why, like, that the whole Like That thing, the song would have been good, but if he wasn't on it, you don't have this problem, because he rarely comes outside.
Yeah.
So once he came outside, it's like, he got something to say. So, like, he'll release an album, take a couple years off, do another. Drake is going to constantly be in your ear. He's going to be on this feature, that feature, his album, that. He's a guy who really does think he's Michael Jackson. He wants that level of fame. He wants that. So to be that, you have to stay in the public conscious all the time. That's exactly what he's doing.
Well, and Drake's like Shaq, man. That dude will endorse anything. He's like, I'll take anything. And it's, remember how, you know, Mos Def or Yasiin Bey talking about Drake, like Drake is target music. Like Drake is capital. Like he's like, I want this. Drake's music makes me want to buy something. And it's like, yeah, dude, that's like by design. Of course, it's that. It's not a criticism. That's what it's made for.
They sell a lot
like,
of
to me,
fuck yeah, dude.
To me, the only people that are going to say that Drake won are people that are in their 20s who don't really care, you know, the mumble generation who don't care about lyrics and shit like that. Mm. And obviously women, right? If this mean, I don't, you know, this doesn't mean anything, but I did a poll on Twitter or X. And, you know, I basically just said who won, you know, Kendrick and Drake, or was it a tie? Mm. So 74% of the people had Kendrick. The other 26% had Drake winning.
That feels like about right. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
you want to know the problem that is?
Mm.
What?
That 76% are guys like us that don't go to shows and buy tickets and shit like that. That 26% are the ones that go to his concerts, his shows, buy his clothes.
Or they could just be females and young motherfuckers.
But see, I don't. And it's a lot. That's funny because I don't see that as the crowd that's listening to Drake. I don't know. I don't look like, I mean, dude, Drake is like, I think a lot of people look at him as like, he's old. Like a lot of like young Zoomers, I don't think that they're like looking at Drake like he's the hot shit that I want to listen to right now. I think they look at him as like, he's the like, you know, initial kind of version of what spawned a lot of the mumble rappers and shit that they like. So they might look at him as like, oh, he's like whatever. I think, dude, there's a fair amount of like young people that I think Drake is kind of creepy. Like that they know he's performative. They know he's weird with women. They, you know, he's like, I mean, dude, I just like look up the video on TikTok or Instagram where the person throws the Jordan 3 at him and then he goes like this and he acts like he's like fake pulling a gun. And it's so dorky. It's like such a dad move or whatever. You're like, oh man, you look so hardcore. He's also wearing like a fucking like Missy Elliott. You know how he wears that fucking like bulletproof vest looking thing, that like Nike strap on vest in a lot of his concerts. So he's like wearing that. And then he's got these, just this big balloon outfit and he looks like he's pulling a gun. I just think people don't think he's authentic. And I think that means a lot, especially for young kids. I think they're like, nah, he's just kind of like, he's not authentic and I'm not behind him. I think people know that Kendrick is more authentic. Even mumble rap kids.
Yeah. You're probably right about that.
And they're both the same age. They're both 37.
Is that right?
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
They're both literally the same age. Like, Kendrick might seem older just because of the music he puts out, but they're the same age.
Yeah. Kendrick seems older also because he just feels like more, what's the word, like intellectual or something like that.
More mature? I don't know.
Or something. I don't know. He also
more in depth. He's
like,
right?
When you, like, look at, he's deeper. When you look at Kendrick, like a picture of Kendrick, it's like that dude feels like he's like A, been through some shit, and like B, like he's got a busy brain. Like Drake kind of looks like he's like, man, I wonder when I'm going to drink my next pina colada. Like he just doesn't seem like he's got a lot going on in there.
You know what I found interesting too? Like nobody from Drake's camp has come out and said anything. Right? Like no, not Wayne, not Nicki Minaj, not anybody from the camp has said a word.
Yeah. This is not a Young Money problem. This is an OVO issue. That's your label. You deal with that shit.
But that's what I'm saying. They're like, yeah, we're cleaning our hands. The only thing I've seen online is like, you know, and they might be old clips of supposedly, you know, Wayne admitting that Drake fucked his girl or his ex-girl or whatever it was, right? While he was in jail or some shit.
As always, the one. He was comforting her.
And like all those people in that world haven't all fucked each other. Like, come on, get over it, Wayne. You don't even remember.
They rotate the same women all the time.
Right.
It's nothing new. So don't get mad by it.
Yeah.
It's the thing is that more than anything else, it brought, despite this violence that's happened recently, it's really shined an overdue and appreciated life of hip hop. Because, like, when you're hearing about it, like, on the news and, like, stations and metrics and sections of life that people don't think will pick up on it, that they're talking about it, that's the best thing. And that's why I said, when we were talking about that whole number one thing, a lot of people didn't know Jay, a lot of people didn't know Nas. A lot of people know Drake, and a lot of people know Nas within and especially outside of the culture. When it's people that you won't think would be asking and wondering, like, have you heard about this? It was a woman at my job. I had zero idea that she was interested in hip hop. Like, you heard about this beef? You heard about the records? I'm like,
right.
You? Yeah, I listened. Like, you? Okay, tell me.
I have a friend who's
down, she heard a lot. Like, wow.
I have a friend whose grandfather has been texting her. Grandfather's like 80. And he's like, whoa, what? Jesus. He's like, man, this Drake and Kendrick feud is really heated up. And I was like, how the fuck does that dude know about it? It's awesome.
This shit is reviving the culture.
Yeah. I mean, it's also like, I think there's a lot of, I mean, the thing for me is like, you asked when does it go too far? And it's like, you know, I can't remember whoever said keep it on wax, but like the thing for me is like when violence starts happening, like the fucking Drake security guard, that dude doesn't give a shit about this fight. Like he's just got a job that like he's looking after Drake's weird $100 million Canadian bank looking house. And it's like, don't shoot that guy. Like, fuck. Come on. That's when it's gone too far. Right. Like, you can't, you know, if they want to beat the shit out of each other, great. But like, don't let it just keep it on record. And like, I don't know. You guys can talk shit about each other. But what I always want to have someone do in these situations is like the one person comes and talks shit about them. The other person is just like, I don't even care. It's like, you guys are so rich and so famous. It's like, why do you even give a fuck about any of this? Like you're acting, you know, it's like it shows your insecurity when you get so heated about it.
Yeah, I mean, the moral of the story is keep it on wax. Ultimately, we win. Nobody wins but us, right? Sure. This is entertainment for us. You know what I mean? They're going to still be rich. They're going to still have a successful career. Keep the shit on wax. Yeah. No violence.
And they're both probably, they're probably best friends with each other, just like counting cash on an island right now, kissing a little bit. Oops.
I said, and they'll have a song, they'll squash it, and then they'll have a song together, and then that'll be the highest streamed song of all time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So
there's also just a lot of
cut the bullshit.
There's a lot of bullshit out there, and I think there's a lot of like people. There are too many people that have too many ears and eyes on them that are saying things that aren't true about everybody that's famous, and it's like I think everybody just needs to calm down. Like there's a lot of like Diddy. We'll talk about that on a different show, but I mean, there's a lot of these accusations that have been made that I'm like, that's not a true story. Whatever, like, I don't know what you're trying to do to get your likes and your views up, but that's, you know, you can't just lie about stuff.
Kendrick is just going to have to come out like Trump said and tell his people, you know, stand down, right? Because people are crazy out here. Oh, but yo, I'm out of here, man. So just, you know, holla at the website, theculture.one. Check out our YouTube at theculture2020. Mikey Shee, what you got going on?
So, yeah, so I host a podcast with my wife called Mikey and Rin Eat In. Join us for a lot of swear words and food and fun stuff. What else do I have going on? I don't know. Just look me up. At
I saw you online doing some stand up. You doing stand up?
Yeah, I was doing some storytelling. Yeah, I tell there's, you can go on YouTube and look it up. It's yeah, I don't know. Well, anyways, go to at Mikey and Rin, and it's linked to it in there. But yeah, I've been doing some storytelling and some stand up and stuff. It's fun.
You ain't like funny, bitch. Motherfucker, I'm funny. You ain't funny.
I giggled
bitch.
A couple times.
My whole story is just about jacking off. So if you like funny stories about masturbation, then jump on in.
if this shit goes skyrocketing, like, man, her and the coach, like jerking off, like, bro, it's not that kind of show. I'm
when you bring me on, it life. Is. Sorry.
Yeah, like it's like I'll talk about something I did, not something I do now. Like you, like no, motherfucker, it's not the point. When I was 12,
yes.
I did this. I'm a grown man, married.
Yeah,
I ain't got to do that no more. Unless unless we want to try something different, but in reality, we don't need to discuss that.
Well, I don't know. Still happens.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, you should check it out.
All right, man. The culture, yo. Peace.
Thanks, guys.
For listening to the Culture Podcast.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode.
For more info and updates, connect with us on our website, theculture.one, or on Facebook at The Culture Podcast 2020, or follow us on Twitter and YouTube at The Culture 2020.
I always follow them. Please subscribe to the show and leave reviews and comments where you listen to podcasts.